Hello, welcome to Culture Vulture, your guide to cultural events in our town. And here's great news of a fascinating new event that might one day become our number one attraction. As you know, our town has several vibrant ethnic communities, and the university in particular now boasts students from more than 40 countries. Well, this summer, the Town Council and the European Students Forum have decided to organise our first ever multicultural festival. With me in the studio is the president of the ESF, Steve Lund. Hello, Steve.
Hello.
Steve, can you tell us more about this idea?
Well, the idea originated at the university, really. When you've got people of a dozen nationalities in your class, you can learn so much from them, and it's such fun. And we thought it's a shame that the rest of the community isn't able to share in some of that experience.
Mm-hmm. So what will the festival involve?
We're still at the planning stage, but we definitely like to have several concerts, an arts and crafts fair, where people would be able to learn to make things like origami paper toys or raku pottery, and also a multi-ethnic fashion show, where you'd be able to see what national costumes, such as a Korean hanbok or a Vietnamese aozi, look like. And, on a more serious note perhaps, we might have several lectures and panel discussions on topics to do with multicultural Europe.
It sounds fascinating. And what about food?
Absolutely. There'll definitely be food from all the countries involved, and drinks as well, including Czech beer and Hungarian wine. And we hope that with the generous funding from the Town Council and from EU funds, the food will be the only thing you have to pay for.
That sounds very promising. And I understand you've got an announcement to make.
Yes, an appeal, in fact. As I said, we're still at the planning stage, and I'd like to invite anyone or any group of people who'd like to contribute to the festival to contact us with their ideas. You can do that through the festival website, or you can just drop into our office next to the university library. You'll be very, very welcome indeed.
Steve Lund, thank you very much, and watch the website for the programme of events.
Now listen again.
Hello, welcome to Culture Vulture, your guide to cultural events in our town. And here's great news of a fascinating new event that might one day become our number one attraction. As you know, our town has several vibrant ethnic communities, and the university in particular now boasts students from more than 40 countries. Well, this summer, the Town Council and the European Students Forum have decided to organise our first ever multicultural festival. With me in the studio is the president of the ESF, Steve Lund. Hello, Steve.
Hello.
Steve, can you tell us more about this idea?
Well, the idea originated at the university, really. When you've got people of a dozen nationalities in your class, you can learn so much from them, and it's such fun. And we thought it's a shame that the rest of the community isn't able to share in some of that experience.
Mm-hmm. So what will the festival involve?
We're still at the planning stage, but we definitely like to have several concerts, an arts and crafts fair, where people would be able to learn to make things like origami paper toys or raku pottery, and also a multi-ethnic fashion show, where you'd be able to see what national costumes, such as a Korean hanbok or a Vietnamese aozi, look like. And, on a more serious note perhaps, we might have several lectures and panel discussions on topics to do with multicultural Europe.
It sounds fascinating. And what about food?
Absolutely. There'll definitely be food from all the countries involved, and drinks as well, including Czech beer and Hungarian wine. And we hope that with the generous funding from the Town Council and from EU funds, the food will be the only thing you have to pay for.
That sounds very promising. And I understand you've got an announcement to make.
Yes, an appeal, in fact. As I said, we're still at the planning stage, and I'd like to invite anyone or any group of people who'd like to contribute to the festival to contact us with their ideas. You can do that through the festival website, or you can just drop into our office next to the university library. You'll be very, very welcome indeed.
Steve Lund, thank you very much, and watch the website for the programme of events.
You will hear a young woman called Jenny Smythe talking about her job as an events organiser. For questions 1 to 10, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds to look at the questions.
Hello, my name's Jenny Smythe, and I'm here to tell you about my position as an events organiser, which is exactly what it sounds like. I organise events. That can be anything from exhibitions and conferences, which are interesting, though not terribly exciting, to my personal favourite, festivals. I've also organised things like product launches too. At the moment, I'm organising a street fair in the town I live in, which has different areas known as quarters. Each one is known for the type of products it produces. In this case, the fair's in the jewellery quarter, but there's also an annual fair in the clothing quarter, and the artists' quarter has a yearly event too. This is the first time a fair will have taken place in this part of town, so everyone's pretty enthusiastic about it. It should be fun, provided that everything goes according to plan. This will be my first ever street fair, and I'd be excited too if I wasn't so nervous. Though, as long as I plan carefully and give myself enough time, everything should go well. Let me tell you more about my role. Once I take on a job, I need to consider all the tasks that need doing and prioritise them. This means creating what's known as a to-do list. It involves listing everything that needs to be done and setting realistic deadlines. Imagine having a fair and forgetting to organise tables for the stalls, for example. One of the first things I'll do when I've got an event to organise is discuss things with the client. It's crucial to find out what they have in mind because it's their event, not mine. Then I can start to approach suppliers, the people who will provide everything we need to make sure an event goes smoothly, which can be everything from food to music. When everything comes together and an event is successful, it's really satisfying to see people enjoying themselves. That's always far more important to me than the income I make doing the job, though that's nice too, of course. Being thanked for my role in making it happen motivates me to get on with the next job. People often ask me how I got into events organising. They assume I'll have done a qualification in marketing or event management itself. Tourism is what I actually studied, and it's been quite useful in some ways. You can enter the field with any qualification, really, as long as you've got the right personality and are prepared to work hard. So, what skills are needed for the job then? It goes without saying that you need to be organised, and being flexible is helpful too. Customers often change their minds about what they want during the planning process. Above all else, I'd say you've got to be determined. Things can and do go wrong when you're planning events, and you can't just give up. Let me give you an example of something that happened to me. It was the morning of an event, and I got a call to say the roof was leaking at the hall we were using and it wasn't safe for visitors. This is where what's known as a backup plan is crucial. So I was glad I'd created one in advance. In this instance, I managed to find an alternative venue using my contacts, something you build up over time and which can save you from all kinds of unexpected happenings. If you're interested in doing this job, either now or in the future, it's a good idea to get some experience first, even if you don't make any money. What I did was work in a hotel, which was great because I learned about dealing with people and sorting out problems. However, work in all types of customer service roles is helpful, and that's what I'd say you should aim to do. I hope I've inspired some of you to join this fascinating profession. Does anyone have any questions?
Now listen again.
Hello, my name's Jenny Smythe, and I'm here to tell you about my position as an events organiser, which is exactly what it sounds like. I organise events. That can be anything from exhibitions and conferences, which are interesting, though not terribly exciting, to my personal favourite, festivals. I've also organised things like product launches too. At the moment, I'm organising a street fair in the town I live in, which has different areas known as quarters. Each one is known for the type of products it produces. In this case, the fair's in the jewellery quarter, but there's also an annual fair in the clothing quarter, and the artist's quarter has a yearly event too. This is the first time a fair will have taken place in this part of town, so everyone's pretty enthusiastic about it. It should be fun, provided that everything goes according to plan. This will be my first ever street fair, and I'd be excited too if I wasn't so nervous. Though, as long as I plan carefully and give myself enough time, everything should go well. Let me tell you more about my role. Once I take on a job, I need to consider all the tasks that need doing and prioritise them. This means creating what's known as a to-do list. It involves listing everything that needs to be done and setting realistic deadlines. Imagine having a fair and forgetting to organise tables for the stalls, for example. One of the first things I'll do when I've got an event to organise is discuss things with the client. It's crucial to find out what they have in mind because it's their event, not mine. Then I can start to approach suppliers, the people who will provide everything we need to make sure an event goes smoothly, which can be everything from food to music. When everything comes together and an event is successful, it's really satisfying to see people enjoying themselves. That's always far more important to me than the income I make doing the job, though that's nice too, of course. Being thanked for my role in making it happen motivates me to get on with the next job. People often ask me how I got into events organising. They assume I'll have done a qualification in marketing or event management itself. Tourism is what I actually studied, and it's been quite useful in some ways. You can enter the field with any qualification, really, as long as you've got the right personality and are prepared to work hard. So, what skills are needed for the job then? It goes without saying that you need to be organised, and being flexible is helpful too. Customers often change their minds about what they want during the planning process. Above all else, I'd say you've got to be determined. Things can and do go wrong when you're planning events, and you can't just give up. Let me give you an example of something that happened to me. It was the morning of an event, and I got a call to say the roof was leaking at the hall we were using, and it wasn't safe for visitors. This is where what's known as a backup plan is crucial. So I was glad I'd created one in advance. In this instance, I managed to find an alternative venue using my contacts, something you build up over time and which can save you from all kinds of unexpected happenings. If you're interested in doing this job, either now or in the future, it's a good idea to get some experience first, even if you don't make any money. What I did was work in a hotel, which was great because I learned about dealing with people and sorting out problems. However, work in all types of customer service roles is helpful, and that's what I'd say you should aim to do. I hope I've inspired some of you to join this fascinating profession. Does anyone have any questions?